Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into the broadcast today. Do you realize that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? God is still the God of miracles. People say, that's not for today. It is for today. You know why I know that? Because you need one. And Jesus said He would supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Right? Right? Those people had needs way back when. You have needs now. That's why miracles are for you today. So let's go into this great sermon, Miracles, that my wife is preaching, and she's doing a really great job. Kathy, preach that glorious gospel, take it away, and get a miracle for somebody today.
In part two of this message today, Miracles, we're going to see the importance of hearing, remembering, and telling others what God has done. It is so important, telling others what God has done. You know, the only miracles that we remember are the ones that we hear, remember, and tell others about. You know, after the service on Sunday, I know a lot of us were talking. In fact, I heard from Ron Fortune, who is our outreach pastor, how they had a meeting in his home that night with all the group leaders. And they spent the night talking about the different miracles that they had experienced in their lives. I had a show of hands here in the service that morning about how many people has ever experienced a miracle in their life. And so many hands went up all over the house. Anybody want to do that again? Any miracles I have in the house that you know you have experienced God's miraculous power in your own life firsthand? Amen. And so Ron was saying how exciting it was to tell that and think about it. And even this week, when we went to lunch with my daughter, Jody, she was talking about the message. You know, I was just thinking about that, Mama. I know, and she started telling me and Jesse, remembering and things that had happened to her, some miracles that God had healed her body, asthma, healing of asthma, different things, three different things. I remember she went one after the other. She couldn't wait to get it out. It's so important that when we hear about what God has done in the lives of someone else, we remember it and we tell it. It's so important. You know, years ago, I was actually volunteered as an altar worker in a ministry that came through our hometown. It was in Houma, Louisiana, and Jesse was traveling. He was in the full-time ministry. I was staying home with my daughter. I was attending the Assembly of God Church there in Houma at the time, and there was an evangelist that was, Pastor Marvin Gorman. Anybody remember Marvin Gorman? Yes. Let me tell you a little story about my encounter that happened to me. And at first hand, a story that just so radically changed my life. You know, I'd been born again. That's a miracle. My husband, I prayed for my husband to get saved. Yeah, that was a miracle. And I'd seen God heal me and keep my life, you know, provide for us miraculously. But here I was, I went to be trained to be an altar worker because he was bringing a tent crusade from New Orleans area into Houma. And the Assemblies of God was supporting it with altar workers. So they had a show of hands of who wanted to be trained. So I raised my hand. I wanted to be right in the middle of it. And so I remember they told us what to do, how you, when he would call people forward, you'd go there and you'd take the form and you'd sit with the person one-on-one and talk with them and get their name and let them tell you what happened to them. And I remember one that I talked to that first night. I had gotten behind us. We were sitting in a chair, and I said, "Can you tell me what happened to you tonight?" And that person started to tell the story, and they reached up, and they said, "I had a tumor in my neck." And they went and they grabbed it, and all of a sudden they couldn't grab it because it was gone, instantly gone. That person was so impacted, they began to cry, and we couldn't even talk and tell the story because the freshness of what had happened that she was remembering and she was telling not only touched her life, but it touched mine. And I'm still thinking about that. Anytime I remember something that God has done, it's because I heard the word of God. And then I remembered it and I began to tell it and it's like a dynamo. It keeps the thing going, amen. There's so many miracles that I could stay on one after the other. When every time we drive to the airport where we have our aviation office and the hangar and all the things that go on there, Jesse has renamed it. He says, "This is the land of miracles." He's been calling it that for at least 6 months that I know of, that I can recall. This is the land of miracles. Everywhere you look, and when we bring people to show them what God has done, which we never could even, we had like a little tent few years back because we couldn't even get a permanent hangar or hangar on the field. And then we had the fuel farm that was built. That was supposedly impossible. You know, Jesse was talking with someone about how one day he would like to have a fuel farm. A fuel farm is basically a tank where you store the jet fuel so that you could buy it at wholesale cost. And so that was something that was on our list that we were believing for. And so Jesse was in a crowd of people that were talking about a fuel farm, and he says, "Yeah, I'd like to have that too." And I think a couple of them said, "Oh, that'll never happen for you, because nobody's ever done this on the field. This was new territory." And this man was speaking from past experience, but Jesse was believing God. And so when the man said, "Oh, that'll never happen," Jesse said, "Well, I'll ask my God, and he'll do it." And the man made the mistake of saying, "Your God's just not that good." And Jesse said he felt a tap on the shoulder, and we have that fuel for him sitting out there. And we pay wholesale fuel every time we fly to go preach the gospel. And that's a good steward of what God has called us to do. God's going to give you creative ideas, supernatural wisdom on how to operate your business the same way he gives us insight how to operate this business, which is the preaching of the gospel. Amen. Amen. The land of miracles. When you drive up to your house that you're believing to be paid off, say, "This is a land of miracles." Yeah. I remember when we first had everything we owned was in debt, and we decided, I remember there's a... so many memories about that, how we really were believing God. We're just at the beginning of our faith, and we wanted to be debt-free. And so we looked at this one little coffee table, and we said, "We're going to pay that thing off." So when people come to the house, you say, "That's a paid-off coffee table. That's a debt-free coffee table." We started one thing after another. Then it went to the car. Then it went to the house. But you have to have goals in life, amen? Rick and Anita know about those days. They're here in the house, old friends from Homa. And so we saw all God do so many miraculous things over the years. He is a great God. So we learned that when we walk into whatever God has done, this place is a place of miracles. This whole facility that you see here was built debt-free and under budget over 25 years ago. That's a good God, amen? Just think about all the interest that we would have paid if we'd have took out a loan. Oh, probably over $20 million just in that, more than what the building cost by this time. We just probably would have been paying just on the interest. But God has a way to get us supernaturally to a place of prosperity. Amen. A place of abundance, because we serve a good God. And he's looking out for his kids. He didn't put us out here without a plan. God has a plan to get miracles to us, whether those miracles are financial, whether they're physical, or whatever type of miracle you might need in your life. We serve a good God. Amen. Amen. It is important to remember different miracle moments in your life and tell others about it. It is so important. So do that today when you leave here. Go with your family. Talk about a couple of miracles that God did. Amen. And watch their little faith soar. Tell them about what God has done. It's so important. When you hear, remember, and tell miracle stories, it builds our faith for more miracles. We have a responsibility and a privilege to tell the next generation about God's amazing miracles in his word. Amen? Amen? It's our responsibility, and it's a privilege. It's not just for us, it's for the next generation. And when our children hear the powerful stories from the word, it will increase their faith for miracles. Remembering what God has already done will prepare them for a victorious, overcoming life. Amen. The children that attend this church are different. They hear about the goodness of our God. They hear about his ability to provide for their needs, to bless them, to heal them. Amen. They hear about a good God, the faithful God that keeps covenant down to 1,000 generations. One day, those same children will be the ones telling their children about the wonderful works of our God. Amen. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9. All of the Gospels tell wonderful stories about the miracles they saw Jesus do. The word gospel actually means good news. So this is good news that you can use to change your life and the life of someone else. That's what gospel really means. And chapter 8 and 9 of Matthew's gospel tells us details about 10 miracles that Jesus did. So one day when you have time, go through that and read every one of them. I'm just going to list them, and we're going to focus on one this morning for sake of time. But the 8th and 9th chapters of Matthew's gospel tells us details about 10 miracles that Jesus did. Chapter 8 records 5 miracles. A leper was healed, number 1. Number 2, a Roman officer's servant was healed. Remember that? That's the man with the great faith. Peter's mother-in-law was healed. She had a fever. You can read about him. Jesus calmed a raging storm next. That's still in the chapter 8 of Matthew. And then the 5th one in Matthew chapter 8 was 2 demon-possessed men were set free. And then in chapter 9 records another 5 miracles. You know, anytime you start thinking, does God really do miracles? Go and read those 2 chapters. That'll stir you up. It'll build up your faith, because this is a good thing to read, to see what Jesus did when he was here. And his methods have not changed. And remember our text. It says, the works that I do, you're going to do them, and even greater. The same works that I do. That's what his plan is. That's what his will is for you. Anybody, you know, you're thinking, oh, I don't know what the will of God is. Well, that's it. He told you his will right there in John chapter 14, verse 12. The same works that I do, you're going to do them, and you're going to do them even greater. So you got to start believing. You got to start feeding your faith, feeding your spirit, the word of God, and seeing what God has already done. And instead of focusing on what you think you can do in your own flesh, well, because you can't do it anyway, he's the one that's going to do it and get the glory. He says, it's because I go to my Father. Because of that, it changed everything. Chapter 9 recorded 5 miracles. Number 1, the paralyzed man was healed. Remember, he was let down through the roof. The 4 crazy friends brought him. The different gospels tell different elements of that same story. But in Matthew 9, it says 5 different ones. Number 2, a woman had that issue of blood, constant bleeding, was healed. Remember, she said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed. Her faith touched the virtue of Jesus. And even though there's a crowd of people around her, around Jesus that day, he knew something was different when she touched him. So we can touch Jesus with our faith. And number 3, a third one was a young girl was raised from the dead, right? The father, Jairus, in another gospel tells us his name, came and she was raised from the dead. And the 4th one, 2 blind men were given their sight. Praise the Lord. And the 5th one, miracle is recorded in Matthew chapter 9. We're going to read it in verse 32 and 33. It says, and when they left, that means when they left, meaning the 2 blind men that Jesus had just healed, a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. So Jesus cast out the demon, and then the man began to speak. The crowds were amazed. Nothing like this has ever happened in Israel, they exclaimed. You see, these miracles demonstrated Jesus' authority and his power over sicknesses, over storms, over Satan, and even death. So there was no limit, and he wanted them to know that this is what happened. And the testimony of those people that day was so powerful. He says, nothing like this has ever happened in Israel. I want people to encounter you and say, oh, nothing like this has ever happened in Destrehan. Nothing like this has ever happened before in Metairie or wherever it is that you live. You can be one that touches heaven and changes a life, and their lives were totally restored and healed, and miracles happen. Amen. God still wants miracles to happen in this world. And the more we hear about it, the more we remember what he did, and the more we tell about it, it stirs us up to expect even more. It's really easy to sit back and say nothing and do nothing and get nothing. But we need to rise up and realize that we have a part to play in the miraculous works that God wants done during these last days. He's going to raise up a people that will believe him, that will declare what he wants done and see it come to pass. Amen. Come on, can I get a shout in the house? That's what God does. These miracles demonstrated Jesus' authority and power over sicknesses, storms, Satan, and even death. He empowered everyone that will believe in him to do these same miracles and greater miracles. This is what our assignment is. You know, God saved you for the last days because he knew you could do it. You're not born in the wrong time. You are born in just the right time and just the right place. Hearing the right words right now that's going to stir you up to step into your yes, to step into your miracle opportunity. Amen. God, the word tells us that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole world, the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are completely his. See, this is what's necessary to see a miracle happen. Your heart has to be completely his. We talked about a hardened heart last week. When your heart is hardened, you can't hear from God. You can't receive from him. Hearing is important. Not just hearing with your ears, but hearing with your heart and believing it. Hearing means hearing and listening. Did you hear me? Are you listening? Jesus said all these things to remove limitation, all limitations and restrictions about what you could do through his name. He listed all of these wonderful things in the scriptures so that we would have them as our reference book, our manual to know that what we could do in life. Amen? Amen. He wanted us to remove all limitations and restrictions about what we could do through his name. Amen. Let's read Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through the end of the chapter. So even though he gives details about these 10 miracles in these two chapters, he also is peppered in there where how he healed them all. We're going to see he healed more than just these 10, more than just these 10 things were done. Verse 35, Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Amen? Amen. So I'm a worker in God's field. You are a worker in God's field. Amen. Jesus is calling believers all around the world to do the works that he did and do them greater. Why? Because the harvest is great. Because the workers are few. And that's why we pray for more workers. It's vital that we hear, remember, and tell others about all that God has already done, what he is doing, and will do for whosoever will believe in him. It's so important that we take our place, be a voice in the earth, be his eyes, be his ears, be his hands, his feet. Go about doing what he would do were he here. Because you know what? He is here because he's working through you. Amen? Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no limitation when it comes to the miraculous power of God. All things are possible when we believe and walk with him. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to say it this way. When you keep your faith simple and your expectation high, anything is possible for you. Whatever it is you're believing for, remember that you are God's child. Expect nothing less than God's best for you. Now that gets results. Why can you say that? Because of you, who you are in Christ. You have a direct link to God's unlimited supply, spiritually, physically, financially, every area. Why? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Boy, I could preach right there for a long time. I want to answer a question that came to me about miracles. A person named Pat asked this, "Jesse, when you think about all the miracles that took place while you were preaching, is there one that stands out in your memory?" Pat, every one of them stand out in my memory. And I'll tell you why. Because they were, you know, whether it's a big miracle, a small miracle, it's a miracle. The excellency, the gloriousness of someone's face when a miracle takes place in their life. It's one of the most amazing things you've ever seen in your life. Now, some people think like a big miracle, somebody getting out of a wheelchair, and it is. But how about a miracle you can't pay your rent, and you're going to lose your house or whatever, or you know, you're going to get out, and all of a sudden, God supplies the need. You see the ecstasy on someone's face. They go, ah. Oh. So everyone stands out perfect because you're so, that miracle took care of that situation at that moment. That's what I remember, how people just love the Lord when God just blesses them. Kathy's coming right now with those great, glorious moments, which I love. They're just such a blessing of the Lord. They're your testimonies. So, Kathy, take it away and bless people and read these things with great passion because they are true.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. Jess and I are always blessed by the amazing praise reports that are sent to our ministry, and we rejoice over every person that is reached and touched by God through every JDM meeting, broadcast, magazine, product, and social media post. Let these testimonies stir up your faith so that you can believe and receive your glorious moment too. Let's begin with this testimony that says, "You prayed for healing in my body while you were ministering in Hobbs, New Mexico. I've been seeing a specialist for kidney failure and liver cirrhosis. A few months later, during my visit, I received a good report. My doctor was so excited. She said my CT scan came back without any blemishes and everything looked good. All I could do was praise Jesus. I continue to have faith and believe in the Almighty miracle worker, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your monthly letters and magazines. They are such an encouragement." And here's one that was translated from Spanish into English, and it says, "Since we began to listen to Jesse's teachings and became partners in this ministry, God is leading our financial lives to abundance and greater purchasing power." I love that one. And this another one says, it's so wonderful. It says, "I sent in a prayer request concerning my car, which was in the garage and undergoing major repairs. I needed resources to pay for the repairs and a breakthrough for the mechanic to sort out the problems. I am grateful to testify that I received the car back in perfect condition, and God provided the money for the repairs. I praise Him for fulfilling His promises, especially to a tither that I am. The devourer is rebuked on my behalf, and the car will never fail on me. Glory." You know, we're so grateful for all the glorious moments that we received. Each one helps us tell the world about Christ's love and power. We would love to hear your testimony too. We want to share it with others and rejoice with you. So God bless you today, and bye-bye. You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no, there's not. In my book, Give God a Job, you would discover that our magnificent God is ready and able to fulfill every promise that He has for you. It's time to ask in faith and start living on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, if you keep God busy, He will keep you busy. Order your copy of my book, Give God a Job, today at jdm.org. Our October product offer is this book of mine that I just enjoy entitled, Give God a Job. You know, people need help, and this book will help you get it. People everywhere are telling us how much they love this book. Listen, if you want to receive your miracle, and I know you do, you have to learn how to give God a job. This will help you right here. Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. And bless God, a miracle is in waiting for you. That's what I believe. Glory to God. Partners, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope I say thank you enough for all that you do for this ministry. You know, nothing too small, nothing too big. We got some major big partners to this ministry, and we have very small partners, but each one of them does the job it's intended to do. But I really don't think of anybody as a small partner. I never have. I say that so you can understand what I'm talking about, but I think, my God, nothing too small, nothing too big, because every partnership, every financial blessing you send to this ministry gets a job done. That's just such a blessing of the Lord. And I want to say thank you. And you will never be a day without prayer. And I pray for my partners every day. And I believe for the, my God, hundredfold return. Some people don't believe that, but that's in the Bible and it's for you. And I mean that. And why not? You got to believe something, so you might as well believe what Jesus said instead of what somebody's opinion about what he said, right? Believe what he said and you'll be blessed. Next week, I got a wonderful message entitled, Failure is Not an Option. Why would you make it an option? Why would you want to fail? I mean, failure is just not an option. That's next week. So don't miss next week as we come back into your home again or wherever you're viewing this telecast. This is Jesse the Planet from New Orleans, Louisiana, saying thank you, partners, for helping me get somebody saved today. That's what your faithful financial support will do. Till next week, bye-bye.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
Take it to the world. Take it everywhere. And let your light so shine.
We have a classic message for our October partner offer. It's entitled, Water Walking Disciples. You were created to do the impossible, to attempt the impossible task that will bring impossible results. Your destination isn't to ride out the storm. Learn how to develop the water walking faith that God gives you. You can step out the boat and walk toward Jesus. Get your copy today at jdm.org now. Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. My new book, The Hidden Help, I share a few of those biblical stories and some of my own personal experiences with angelic beings. Remember, this world isn't all there is. You are unique in God's creation, and the hidden help is always here for you. Order your copy today at jdm.org. Failure is not falling in the mud. Micah chapter 7 says, when I fall, I shall arise. See, people think failure is falling. No, failure is laying in the mud. Failure is staying what you are. Staying where you are, or where Satan has done. Get up, knock the mud off because you didn't fail. Failure is when you do nothing.